This morning we heard a paralyzed man and his friends. Quote, and some men brought on a stretcher a man who was paralyzed. They're trying to bring him in and set him in his presence, but not finding a way to bring him in because of the crowd. They went up on the roof and lowered him on the stretcher through the tiles into the middle in front of Jesus. That's what friendship is. Well, this morning, why don't you just think, who are your friends? Who are your loved ones that will be with you for no matter what? It's also cool how Jesus saw this. And I mean, think. And imagine today if somebody came into the church that was packed and then they just broke down the roof and put their paralyzed friend in front of the crowd. You know, Jesus, whenever he saw individuals or groups, he enjoyed, I think, and loved just people that were clever, that could find their way to get to him. And then Jesus was teaching to both the physical and spiritual world. You know, we had the Pharisees and the scholars of the law, again, trying to test him, and it's always a bad decision to do. He said, as for you, your sins are forgiven. He started with that, with the man and his friends. Your sins are forgiven. Why? Because they had faith. They served. They supported. And then they were asking and thinking, and Jesus said right to them, what are you thinking right now? Well, you're thinking that, why can I forgive sins? Well, he knows. He's God. That's what he said, his answer. Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven or to say rise and walk? That's how God works. That's how Jesus works. He knew that the people would see a miracle to save somebody, to heal them. And those just in the law would think that was wrong and blaspheming. But if you can say that, why can't you rise someone that cannot walk? He said to the paralyzed man, I say to you, rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home. So today, think of your friends, your loved ones, and then how Jesus taught in the physical world, no matter where you are, in good health or challenging health, and deeper, your spiritual life. Are you ready to be forgiven? Are you walking? Are you seeking the good news for those that are hurt, to serve them as well?